Yes, that's correct.
Wonderful. We're just calling today, firstly, to update some details and see if I can ask you some questions about travel that you do with there with the Probus Club. Firstly, Patrick, I had you down as the travel coordinator there for tours. Would that still be correct?
Correct, yeah.
Wonderful. And so the phone number I'm calling you on now is the phone number that I've got for you. We don't have an email address for you, Patrick. Do you have an email address you'd like to share with us?
It's the Lily, VALLELY.
ELY.
PK.
PK.
At hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Wonderful. And just confirming, so the that email address and phone number are the best ways to contact you.
Yep.
Those in there. Wonderful. And so I just wanted to find out a few more details from you if I can there. Now, when you guys do day trips and short stay tours, how many people generally get involved in those activities?
Well, we haven't done them yet because we're only a new club. We don't know.
Now, that's a little bit exciting though, isn't it, when you're getting up and running like that? So how many members do you have?
We've capped at 100.
Okay, yeah, because is that just because you're getting up and running now, so you just kind of keep...
Oh, no, the facilities where we meet.
Yeah, of course. That's a good thing to know. And so, obviously, you haven't done any previously existing tours or day trips before. Have you guys discussed anything that you would like
to do? Yeah, we had some booked in. We were going to go do a Mudgee tour and whatever, and a air show tour and things like that, but unfortunately, COVID put an end to it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. We've had a lot of that happening with us as well. We are just kind of, cancelling, pretty much undoing all of the work we did for 6 months, kind of what it felt like we were doing. And then we'll do it all again, I'm sure, once things restrictions are lifted. So it'll be kind of like triple handling. And so, when you did that, when you guys do your day trips and the ones you had planned, were you just booking an existing tour or were you chartering a bus and kind of organising it yourself?
We were doing both, actually.
Oh, okay, wow. That's great. And so when you do kind of like charter a bus or an existing tour, do you generally get picked up at your meeting facility or do you...
Usually in the meeting facility.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And when you do the ones where you've chartered the bus yourself, does somebody act as kind of like the coordinator for the day, like as the guide?
Yes.
And who is?
Get them round to the various places, and each area may have their own guide there already.
Oh, yeah, so it's just kind of, I've heard the same thing from a few places. So you just kind of like yourself, the travel coordinator or someone there, would kind of do the organisation of getting them on the bus and counting numbers and doing all of that type of thing. But when you arrive, there's somebody there that kind of does the kind of guided tour, more or less, the place of interest.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, when you organise and promote the trips, how do you guys do it? I understand, like most places I've spoken to say that the committee themselves, so like the main committee, kind of come up with an idea first and then bring that up in a meeting of members. And then if the members kind of all show some interest in it, they then kind of post it into the newsletter from there.
Correct.
Do you do a similar type of thing?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. So, committee meeting and then newsletter. Awesome. We're looking at different ways that we'll be able to help kind of make the process easier for you guys and be of value to you, of course, in helping arrange day trips and short stay getaways as well. What do you think would be the best value to you? Just in the organisation, obviously, we can do things like taking a lot of the time and out of the arranging a lot of those types of things. But what do you feel would be the most value to you in just help organising those types of things?
I suppose coordinating accommodation.
Excellent. That's definitely our specialty, so that's a good thing to hear. we've been doing that for a really long time, so that's fantastic to know. All right, cool. And so, but otherwise, do you feel you've got everything else fairly under control there?
Yeah, I think so.
And what about with obviously you've got forms and processing payments and things like that. Are you happy with the way you're doing it at the moment? Do you think that updated software or different things like that would be of any benefit to you?
Oh no, I think the treasurer's got it pretty well organised through her, so that's quite well.
Yeah, that's usually what we hear as well. And do you know how much, just like roughly for your day trips, what would be the rough price per person that you guys would pay for a day trip?
Well, we haven't done one, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It depends where you're going and what you're going to see and whatever, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, no, I understand. Excellent. Well, I think that's most of the questions that I've got for you at the moment. What we're doing, obviously, it's been really difficult for us with the coronavirus situation as much as it has been for everyone else, and particularly because we had previously been focused more on the short stay getaways with accommodation and kind of travel packages like that. But understanding that at the moment that's probably further away than the ability for people to get out and do day trips and explore and stuff like that. So what we're hoping to do is send you out some information that can at least, when you do start having meetings again, get everybody talking about like getting excited again about getting out and about really is the main thing, but then also just throwing around the different ideas of day trips that might be able to go ahead sooner and different areas that you might want to visit again when restrictions do get lifted. So at least you kind of got something to look forward to at the end of the day.
Now, something that comes to mind, we did see some tours that offered this because it's cheaper to go midweek, and most of the people, well, they're all seniors or retired, that you got discounted trips, you know, during the week.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really good point. We can definitely accommodate that. And you are right. They will always be cheaper midweek. And it's a great demographic. You also get, I think you get a better experience a lot of the time as well, because a lot of the time places are quieter. You get better service and all of those types of things as well, because you're not kind of one of a million people.
That's right.
So that definitely helps. Now, Patrick, would you like us to post a folder out to you with some of this information? We usually send one to each person involved in arranging travel. So how many of those would you like me to post to you?
Well, probably three would be fine.
Three, perfect. And would you like me to post them to you directly, or is there a postal address?
Yeah, you can post them to me.
Yep.
Make it four, please. Four.
Yep, four, no worries. And what's your best postal address there, Patrick?
Okay, 7.
Yep.
Walter Place.
Walter.
Yep. North Mead.
North Mead.
New South Wales 2152.
2152. Beautiful. We'll get that out in the post to you. We're hoping to get it to you around the time meetings go back. So we understand a lot of people are looking at going back around July or in a couple of weeks from now. So hopefully we'll get that out just in the nick of time. And it'll just give you guys hopefully help out a little bit in taking away that a bit of overwhelm that we're all going to be feeling trying to get things up and running again.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for your time, Patrick. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.